Morning. So this morning we sang that song, and it said, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Does anyone know where that verse is from? Isaiah 55. So let's look at Isaiah 55. As you can imagine, the topic I was thinking was that we're going to share about is about seeking the Lord while he may be found. And it's something for all of us, for kids and for grown-ups. It's super, so important. Isaiah 55, verse 6. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." I was thinking, guys, today, this is the day we need to seek the Lord. We shouldn't say, let's wait till tomorrow. And you know why? Tomorrow never comes. It's never tomorrow, right? We only live in the present. So if we say we're going to put it off and wait till tomorrow, it'll never happen. We need to seek the Lord while he may be found, which is today. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. And it says, "At the acceptable time I listened to you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation." This is the day of salvation, guys. This is the day we need to seek the Lord. We shouldn't wait till tomorrow. We need to be seeking the Lord every day. Now, the Lord knows we can easily forget. And in fact, if you go back to Isaiah 43, the Lord knows that in our day-to-day, we get busy, and it's very easy for us sometimes to forget the Lord. And the Lord, in knowing that, if we look at Isaiah 43, verse 25, the Lord says, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. So the verse here I really noticed was the Lord says, put me in remembrance. The Lord wants us to remember him. He wants us to remember to seek him. He wants us not to get so busy in life with our things that we actually forget the Lord. So, and let's look at Psalm 105 next. Psalm 105. And I'm going to read verses 1 to 5. So Psalm 105, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name." The Lord wants us to seek him, and he wants us to call upon his name. "Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad." So when we're seeking the Lord, guys, we can rejoice. We can be glad when we're seeking the Lord. Verse 4, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done." And I was really struck by verse 4, where it says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord continually. Remember his wonders which he has done." And the question I was thinking about is, and it's for you kids as well, if we think about it honestly, how do we seek the Lord? How practically do we seek the Lord? And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know what? We need to call upon his name. We need to look up. We need to talk to the Lord. We should ask him for help. We can talk to the Lord. We can tell him all our problems. We can tell the Lord he is good. And throughout our day, as we learn to look up and seek the Lord in all those ways, that's how we can practice seeking the Lord. And we can even ask the Lord. We can say, "Lord, I want to remember to seek you throughout my day." We can ask the Lord to help us remember. And I was thinking how important that is. And I thought there was an example I think we should look at. King Asa, I think it's King Asa in the Old Testament. I was thinking we could walk through a few examples of his life. Because there were some examples in his life where he really sought the Lord, and then there were some examples in his life where he didn't. I thought it might be good to look at some parts there. So it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and we're just going to kind of walk through King Asa's life. So 2 Chronicles chapter 14, so it's in the Old Testament, right after the books of Kings. So King Asa, He reigned for 41 years. He was king of Israel, or king of Judah, actually, for 41 years. And for the first 35 years of his life, he sought the Lord, and he did good. And then something happened in year 36, and things started to change. But let's look at the beginning. So 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and I'm just going to look at verses 1 to 4 here. So it says, "So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And his son Asa became king in his place. The land was undisturbed for 10 years during his days. Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars in high places, and he tore down the pillars and cut down the asherim. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment. So Asa is starting off really well. He's telling the people to seek God. And guys, we can encourage one another to seek God. In fact, it says in Psalm 105, to seek the Lord continually. That's something we should encourage one another to do. Just like the king commanded the people to seek the Lord, we should do that as well. So let's look at the result of that. Verse 6, it says, he built fortified cities in Judah, and the land was undisturbed. And there was no one at war with him during those years because the Lord had given him rest. So he sought the Lord. He sought to do what the Lord wanted, and the Lord had given him rest. And then in verse 7, he said, let us build these cities and surround them with walls and towers and gates and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So I thought that was nice, guys. As we're seeking the Lord can give us rest. It doesn't mean he's going to give us a perfect life with no troubles, but I think it means he can give us peace, and he can give us rest in the midst of trials. And on that note, the Lord does bring trials, and he brings trials to test us. So he's going to bring Asa the first trial, and it's actually a very significant trial. So if you look at verse 8, it says, Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, bearing shields and spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin. Now, Zerah the Ethiopian came out against him with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. So kids, if you think about the math, if you take 300,000 and 280, you've got 580,000. And if an army comes out at you with 1,000,000 men, then that's almost 2 to 1. So this army coming against Asa was almost twice as big. So in verse 10, Asa went out to meet him and they drew up in battle formation. And look at verse 11. In the midst of this great trial he was having, Asa called out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and between those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you in your name. We have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let no man prevail against you. So the Lord routed the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and they fled. So Asa here had gone through his first significant trial. The Lord sometimes will allow trials in our life. In fact, it says in 1 Peter that he allows these trials to come to test our faith. How are we going to react when the trial comes? Are we going to look to our own strength, or are we going to seek the Lord and seek his help, call upon his name? And that's exactly what Asa did. So that's a good thing. So after this trial, if we go down to chapter 15, verse 1, Asa was encouraged by a prophet to continue what he was doing. So chapter 15, verse 1, it said, the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So there was an encouragement from a prophet to continue to seek the Lord. And I was thinking, guys, we should do exactly what this prophet did. We should be encouraging one another to seek the Lord every day, today, not wait till tomorrow. We got to seek the Lord today. And a quick thought I had on that, guys, as we're seeking the Lord, we might be talking to the Lord, we might be telling him our problems, and we might wonder to ourselves, well, how do we know he hears us? Guys, the ticket is faith. We have to have trust that God hears us. As we seek him, as we call upon his name, he hears us. He hears us. It's a simple faith. So let's look at verse 9 of chapter 15. So Asa here, it says, he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who resided with them. And it says in verse 10, they assembled at Jerusalem. And it says they sacrificed to the Lord. And in verse 12, it says they entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. So here the king has encouraged the whole nation to come together to seek the Lord. And I think that's something we can all do. We can encourage one another to come together to seek the Lord. So 35 years had gone by, but in year 36, something happened. In year 36, and we're going to look at chapter 16 here. And now what happened? Time passed, right? So 35 years had gone by. Asa was seeking the Lord. He was obeying the Lord. Trials were coming. He was seeking the Lord. He was calling out for help. The Lord delivered him. But sometimes what can happen is when time passes, when lots of time passes in our life, years go by, the Lord can do wonderful things, but sometimes the memory of those things can become dim. It may have been many years ago. And in fact, in the Old Testament, Samuel had told the children of Israel, he had set up an altar and he called it Ebenezer. He said, this is a rock of remembrance. So whenever you see that, you will remember what the Lord has done. And I think it's very important for us in our life. When the Lord helps us, we need to be able to look back and say, yes, the Lord has done great things, and not forget. Because it seems like in Asa's life, a lot of time had gone by and he kind of forgot how much the Lord helped him. So let's look at chapter 16 here. Actually, one more thing too. In Moses had even warned the children of Israel. He had said, hey, when you build up your vineyards and you build your houses and everything is good around you, you're going to forget the Lord your God. That's another warning. We should not forget the Lord. We have to remember him every day. So let's look at chapter 16. So another trial came. It says, in the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasa, king of Israel, came up against Judah. So there was an enemy, another enemy that came up against Judah here. And if you guys remember, what did Asa do last time? He sought the Lord. He called upon him and he said, Lord, I can't do anything. It's up to you. And the Lord helped him. But in this case, he did something different. Verse 2, it said, Asa brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and he sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram. And he basically said, hey, if you take this money, come and help us. So in verse 4, it said, Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and he sent his armies out against Israel, and they conquered certain cities. And then in verse 5, when Baasa heard of it, he ceased fortifying Ramah and stopped his work. So King Asa basically bribed the Syrians to go out and defend himself against Israel. He didn't actually look to the Lord. And what happened? It appeared to work. It appeared that it worked, right? He did his own thing. He did it in his own strength, and hey, the enemy left him. But he didn't seek the Lord. And then if we look in verse 7, it said, at this time, Hanai the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Aram, and you've not relied on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians an immense army with many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, so he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars. So guys, when we make a mistake, in that same song we sung, it says, if we repent and turn to Jesus, he'll forgive us from our sin. Here's a moment. Asa made a mistake. He didn't trust in the Lord. A prophet came and told him that. He could have taken that moment. He could have repented and said, yes, Lord, I should have relied on you. I'm sorry. And if he did that, I'm sure the Lord would have accepted him. But what happened? It's he justified himself. And in verse 10, it said he was angry with the seer and put him in prison. And he was enraged at him for this. He should have repented, but instead, he threw the prophet in prison. It's so important for us to have humility. And when another brother or sister comes to us and says, hey, look, I think you should have did this in this area, it's so important for us to have humility and just repent and not try to justify ourselves. And then finally, the last thing of Asa's life, another trial came his way. And I also think it was another opportunity for him to turn to the Lord, because the Lord is kind. Verse 12, it says, in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but he sought the doctors. It said, so he slept with his fathers, having died in the 41st year of his reign. So here in this last trial, it says specifically that he didn't seek the Lord. And I think it's important to note that I think the Lord wanted him to seek him even at this point. Even though he made a large mistake, he could have sought the Lord even in his disease. And yet it said here he didn't. So it seemed like, guys, as you think about this story, it was a terrible ending to a good start. Asa had a great start. He sought the Lord. He sought him daily. He called upon the Lord's name. The Lord delivered and the Lord helped him. But then lots of time went by. And as time went by and years went by, it seemed like he started to rely on himself and he stopped seeking the Lord. And I just think it's so important for us not to let that happen to our life. We need to learn to seek the Lord continually. And again, 2 Chronicles, the same verse I read, verse 9, it says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro through the earth so he can strongly support those whose heart is completely his. I just think, to finish off here, whatever we do, whatever trouble we face, what we should do is we should not do it in our strength, but we should learn to seek the Lord. And as time goes by in our life, we should not forget the wonderful works the Lord did for us, but we should continually seek his face and depend on him. So I'll just finish off again, Psalm 105. I'll read that verse. Psalm 105. I'll read that verse one last time. So Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done. I want to try to do that as we go forward.